And they said unto him, Wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. And he said, God forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord, and turn this day from following the Lord, to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, beside the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. And the people said unto Saul, Shall Jonathan die who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid. As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. And he said unto him, God forbid. Thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. And he said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And said, My God forbid it me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it. Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Bid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed thence. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. But Jesus called him unto him, and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded the centurion to keep Paul, and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ, and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.